This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Elevate your Bandaloop viewing experience in celebration of the Sundial Bridge's 20th anniversary with Turtle Bay's VIP ticketed viewing parties, taking place during the Bandaloop morning and evening performances on both Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. Individual tickets as well as tables for eight include admission into the VIP garden area with the best reserved views of the Bandaloop shows, plus food and drinks served by Mosaic Restaurant during the evening performances. Buy tickets now for the VIP experience at celebrate20.com/VIP.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, there's always something exciting going on at Ford, and that's why they're such a great partner with us, and they're doing such great things for veterans. And also, they're partnering up with some of our partners, and Louisa Schumacher is with us right now, Ford Fund Senior Manager for Essential Services, which is a big title, Louisa.
It's an exciting job and an epic time to be at Ford, for sure.
Yeah, you know, and you guys are always surprising. I mean, we know about the cars and the trucks and the things, and but it's always something very innovative and something beyond what the core product is that makes Ford, I think, one of those front-running companies. You know, just always looking to do more, right?
Well, without question, and that's because our customers keep doing more, whether it's expanding their businesses or it's customers having new needs. We are really connected to our customers and the communities that we are with all over the world. And so with all of the things that are changing, we're changing too. And we want to be around for the next 100 years. So we've been around for a minute, but we are on that edge. I will tell you, it's an exciting time at Ford.
Yeah, and especially with what you guys do with veterans. I mean, you do a lot with a lot of organizations, but Ford seems to have such a heart for veterans. And you've teamed up with one of our partners, one of our great friends, Team Rubicon, joining forces to deliver the critical ground support in any kind of disaster areas, right?
Absolutely. We love Team Rubicon at Ford and Ford Fund, where I get to serve. And we've been working alongside Team Rubicon because disaster relief is something we care about. We've been involved in humanitarian aid, as you mentioned, our commitment to the veteran community, and those actively serving. I mean, we are absolutely connected to our customers and our communities globally. And right now, there are a lot of natural disasters happening. And so humanitarian efforts matter more than ever. And high-impact, veteran-led humanitarian organizations are getting the job done, and that's Team Rubicon all the way.
Yeah, and what you guys are doing is such a special situation here. You're donating 17 specially outfitted vehicles, a combination of F-150 Power Boost hybrid trucks, F-150 Lightning trucks, and the Super Duty trucks and Bronco SUVs that Team Rubicon can use to get to some of those people that are affected in hard-to-reach areas, right?
That's it. And also some of those trucks have power on board. So, you know, when the power is out, which is pretty much mostly the case,
right,
when these disasters strike, they're able to get to the hardest to reach both communities and places. I mean, when the power goes down, sometimes it's the trucks can't get there because there's a tree in the middle of the road.
Sure.
Team Rubicon is there with the highest skilled volunteers, mostly veteran volunteers, in fact, who come with incredible high-tech skills, who can respond immediately with that skill set that's required. And so to equip these gray shirts who are out in the what we would describe as high-hanging fruit areas, hardest to serve, but very important communities that sometimes are far away from resources.
Right.
Team Rubicon is showing up, and we want to equip them with great tools.
That is so cool. We're talking to Louisa Schumacher here in the National Defense, Ford Fund Senior Manager of Essential Services, about Team Rubicon. And, you know, the CEO, Art De La Cruz, has been on this show, I don't know, 10, 12 times. And we're always so happy to talk to him because, you know, I don't even know how he has time to talk to us because they're always so busy. And you were telling me, Louisa, are you a gray shirt?
Oh, I am on my way. I had the opportunity to volunteer with Team Rubicon here in Detroit, where we are headquartered at Ford, in our own community. We were affected by flood several years ago, and it's not just when disaster strikes, it's also in the rebuilding and recovery. And Detroit has been recovering from a flood that struck 2 years ago. And I went and volunteered with Team Rubicon Gray Shirts, and it was a life-changing experience, and I was only 4 blocks away from my house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So storms are affecting our neighbors. We might not even know it. And Team Rubicon is there. And they're growing. And, in fact, volunteer. I mean, it was probably one of the most high-impact volunteer experiences I've ever had in my life.
Wow. You know, and you, when you think about the cost of some of these disasters, I just read a statistic here about the U.S. has sustained 355 weather and climate disasters since 1980. Total cost over $2.5 trillion.
Wow.
And as of May 8th, there have been $7 billion disasters in the U.S. alone.
Yeah.
And, you know, and those are, yeah, those are big numbers, but then you think beyond the numbers and the people affected, with those disasters, where would you be without a Team Rubicon? You know,
wow.
I mean, you've got the federal government, yes. You've got the FEMA, yes. You've got, you know, the Red Cross, fantastic. But, I mean, Team Rubicon, because of what they do and their skills in the military, they come in and just the assessment value alone, you know, to get in there and assess what needs to be done and when it needs to happen, right?
Yeah, you got it, I mean, imagine being, you know, the mayor of a small town in Missouri, you know. You might not have as your main skill set how to handle disaster.
Right.
And so to be able to have truly this network that exists of both volunteer and expertly run organizations, of which Team Rubicon is truly becoming a leader in that network. It is alongside Red Cross, who we also support deeply. But because of the uptick in these natural disasters and the frequency and where they're hitting, they're not hitting necessarily in places that have all the equipment and expertise to be able to recover quickly. So recognizing that the frequency is happening, you know, more and more, we do need more solutions, and we do need to apply expertise and technology and a sense of purpose, too. You know, as I described my volunteer effort, it was only around the corner from my house, truly. You know, 90% of communities have experienced some level of declared disaster in the last decade. Mm-hmm. We think that that's going to keep happening. So we want to equip teams and encourage people to volunteer for groups like Team Rubicon. And in your community, recognizing that preparedness, readiness, and support really matter.
You know, Louisa, if you could send me an F-150 Lightning truck, I could be ready to go. Just in a matter of seconds, I could be ready to go.
You betcha. You know, the lightning has some get up, to put it mildly. So yeah, definitely.
That's right.
I cannot wait to get one. The powered Ford Team Rubicon partnership is really exciting. The fleet is dynamic of trucks. It includes a Bronco too, so I'm excited.
Right.
I'm excited to see the Bronco. So this is also about these trucks performing in really high stakes environments too. So we're putting them to the test, and we want to give the best to this team.
Ooh, that's a good, you know what? That's a good comment. Putting these vehicles to the test, because it is. And I mean, after the Team Rubicon goes in and uses these and gives the report back, that only makes it look even better for what people could do with these vehicles, right?
That's right. I mean, the power goes out in your house, I'd like you to be able to with ease, count on your truck. So, you know, whether that's your own or you're part of a volunteer at Team Rubicon as a gray shirt, that's how we want to show up.
That's so cool. That is so cool. Well, Louisa, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for everything that Ford
is always
doing. I mean, they're out there everywhere. How can people find out more information about this partnership and everything that you guys are doing?
Oh, Team Rubicon, powered by Ford. Follow it on Instagram. Check it out on the socials. Really, keep an eye out. And also volunteer. Team Rubicon is ready. Team Rubicon, particularly the veteran community, this is just the coolest organization. It's growing and it's high impact.
I love it. I love it. Louisa, you're great. You are great.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
I appreciate it so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
This summer, click into easier yard cleanup with same-day delivery from the Home Depot. Click into clearing overgrown grass or weeds with effortless gas-like power. And click into the convenience of a battery platform compatible with over 250 tools with the Milwaukee M18 Fuel Trimmer, now for just $199. Click into power with 4th of July savings now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Botch,
join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and man, I seem like to me I'm visiting with an old friend now, band leader extraordinaire, the guy that does it all. Paul Schaefer is with us here in the National Defense. Paul, how are you?
Randy, I'm great, and it's great to be with you here.
Man, it's so great to see you. You know, I mean, obviously, huge fan from not just the Letterman show, but everything that you've done. And I'm watching YouTube last night, and I see you interviewing Donald Fagen from Steely Dan.
Right. I guess that was, you know, I did a series for Access Television where I interviewed rock performers mostly, and then we played together too. I would have two, you know, in his case, we had two keyboards. We were playing, and he was telling stories. I guess he doesn't do too much stuff like that, so it was an honor to have him on my show. He wouldn't sing, though. I said, you know what, I'm not going to sing.
Yeah.
He said, well, I need 15 guys before I feel comfortable. So I said, well, I'll sing your stuff. So I had to sing all his hits. But anyway, I'm glad you saw it.
You're a great interviewer.
Thank you. Well, you know, I watched the best guy, David Letterman. I watched him do it every night for 33 years.
But you do it so differently.
You've got to pick up something.
Yeah, you do it so differently, and it's almost kind of a rapid fire. I was mesmerized by your interview style. It's so good, and I would encourage people to go to YouTube and find some of these great interviews because, things about Donald Fagen I never knew. I guess you guys have been friends for quite a while, right?
Well, you know, it was also funny. He knows that I'm friendly with Chevy Chase still.
Sure.
You know, our friendship started the 1975, the first season of Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And Fagen just wanted to talk about comedy, it seemed.
Yeah.
Because he knew Chevy. He had gone to college with Chevy. And this was absolutely true that Chevy was a drummer. He and Walter Becker in Bard College had a rock band. Chevy was a drummer. And Fagen said, Chevy was a good drummer. I said, well, you know, stop the press. I couldn't believe that he had said Chevy could actually play drums, apparently, which I didn't realize before. Anyway, he was talking about comedy and how they all worked for a guy named Ken Shapiro back in the day.
Right.
I can't remember the name of a film, kind of a groundbreaking comedy film they made that Ken Shapiro made.
Yeah, Chevy
was in. Anyway, we digress.
Well, just to stay with that for just a second, kind of like the third member of Steely Dan we had on the show a couple of weeks ago, Skunk Baxter, and he was fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, he is a fantastic guy, and I've been friendly with him since.
Sure.
Around the same time. Met in the 70s through another guitar player, Elliot Randall, who played with him on Reelin' in the Years.
Did you know he worked for the Department of Defense?
Well, yeah, but I'm never sure how much you can divulge when it comes
to
Skunk Baxter.
Right.
All I know is that I did it was a sort of a classified event in itself, a fundraiser for guys, Secret Service, not Secret Service.
The CIA,
it was a CIA event.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this was for families of guys who might get hurt in the line of duty. I was thrilled to kind of host a battle of the bands.
Oh, that's cool.
You know that a lot of spies have bands and are rock musicians.
No, I did not
know that. Turns out to be true. It turns out to be true. And somebody had the idea of, having a battle of the bands. And I got to be the MC. And Baxter, since the 70s, has been saying, you know, I work for the Department of Defense, you know, and I have, you know, and we're sure. What is that court again, C7?
Right.
No one believed it. But I get to this thing. It's in a non-disclosed location.
Sure.
You know, where this big party is going to take place, really, and a fundraiser and show. And there he is. First guy I get out of the car, there's Jeff Baxter. I said, it's true. He said, this is my event. I thought this up. And I said, I should have known.
Yeah, he was kind of like that with us. He said, you know, there are a lot of things I could tell you, but
but he wouldn't tell.
Hey, we're talking to the legendary Paul Schaefer here in the National Defense. I just finished up the Martin Short memoir.
Oh, great.
And, you know, he talks extensively about you in that, and I guess you guys are our best buddies. Your wives are friends. You go out and do that. What kind of things happen when you and Martin Short get together?
Marty and I go back even farther than with Chevy and Baxter.
Sure.
To Canada. You know, we're both originally from Canada.
Right.
1972, we were both in a show up there in Toronto, a rock musical from the 70s Godspell.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that real quick. So Marty tells that story in his book, and if I remember correctly, you kind of showed up at Godspell not to audition, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, in Toronto, this was an open call. Now, anybody with the right age could come to audition for these New Yorkers
right.
who were going to have a company of their Godspell show up in Toronto. Everybody was going, anybody in the kind of early 20s, Marty and Eugene Levy, Gilda Radner, they all got cast in it. And we're all still, you know, poor Gilda, we lost so many
right.
years ago. And we lost Marty's wife, by the way, about five, six years ago, maybe more. I had a number of friends auditioning for it. Two girls, by the way, in particular, both of them were great singers. And I used to make $20 for going to an audition with somebody and, you know, playing, accompanying them so they wouldn't have to use the house pianist. And I accompanied two people, and Stephen Schwartz, the composer, he's a composer of Wicked now, but
right.
Godspell was his first show. And he said, he heard the two girls sing and say, I want to talk to the piano player. And he hired me basically that day to conduct the show, and all of a sudden I was in show business, you know, my first real theatrical job.
And you were the musical director. How old were you?
22.
Oh, wow.
And Steve Schwartz himself, the composer, he was only about 24, 25 himself.
That was,
but boy, was he ever poised.
Oh, my God.
And he knew exactly what he wanted.
That was pretty heavy stuff for a 22-year-old, right?
I kind of couldn't believe it. I saw, you know, Eugene Levy a while ago, another great friend. We're still in touch. Now he's all over the place with his son and that great show. Whose name we can't say. Well, no, it's Schitt's Creek because that's a family name.
That's right. That's a family.
Anyway, Eugene, we were reminiscing about that day and that final audition. We'll all always remember it, you know. We always talk about how Gilda Radner sang Zippity Doodah and was so cute. And,
right,
and,
right.
And Eugene says, you know, Marty and I celebrated afterwards. He says, you must have celebrated when you got. I said, well, not really. I was just shocked. I said, what just happened? I wasn't there auditioning. So I was just kind of, you know, whoa, this is life changing is all I was saying. And it sure was life changing.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, a nonprofit is opening a new community of tiny homes. These homes are located right off Front Street in Harrisburg and were built by Veterans Outreach of Pennsylvania. It calls the community Veterans Grove, and its goal is to provide housing for veterans experiencing homelessness. The village has been under construction since June of 2023. It features 15 fully furnished tiny homes, which will provide temporary housing. The village will also feature a community center that offers therapeutic programs for residents. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
60 Seconds of Service.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
We're talking to Paul Schaefer here on the National Defense. I got to point something out here because I just found this out. This year, you received the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Wharton Institute for the Performing Arts in New Jersey. Congratulations.
Yeah,
I mean, you're not classically trained. You can't be a part of that, Paul.
And a Lifetime Achievement Award. I'm not dead either, but... You know, I am classically trained, just to clear it up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Piano, but nothing more than piano lessons. I mean, I didn't go to music school.
That's what I meant,
Yeah, I didn't go to college. And then I ended up, you know, in New York, really competing with people that had degrees in music. I had taken piano lessons, and I could never sight read. I made up for it with ear training, and I really, you know, I set up the David Letterman Band such that it we worked a lot by ear a lot, just like rock and rollers do. And you can work faster that way and more spontaneous.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't know, you know, as lovely of the Wharton School, which, had a lovely evening in my honor, and I got to play with a lot of the kids.
That's cool.
That evening.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I bet that was
and
a special
And I said
evening.
To myself, man, if I had had training like this, you know, who knows where.
So tell me about the first time that you met David Letterman, about that first meeting.
Yes. You know, first there was a call right after the fifth season of Saturday Night Live was over, and all the original cast was leaving the show, and I, too, left the show at that point. And then I got a call, and David Letterman is doing a morning show live. And they actually offered me that job, and I had just finished SNL and said to myself, you know, how cool could it really be in the morning? And I passed on it.
Right, right.
And now David used to like to kid me on the air about it. He said, Paul, you couldn't get up that early. Isn't that true? Maybe that had something to do with it. Anyway, a couple of years later, you know, that show was still literally, certainly figuratively, too hip for the room, though, in the morning, you know.
Absolutely.
Just too. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, so
They called me later, you know, 2 years later, whatever. Now he's coming back at night, even after Johnny Carson, 12:30. And I said, well, that's more like
that's
it.
More
like,
that's my time frame.
And I came in, and by this point, you know, come in and talk to him, see what happens, you know. They weren't just offering it to me at that point.
Right.
So I came in, and it was David and his producer. Now, we hit it off right away. And he said he remembered some of the stuff I did on Saturday Night Live, specifically when Bill Murray would do his lounge singer.
Oh, the lounge singer. Yeah, that
was
great.
Whether it was Nick Winters or Nick Summers or Nick Spring.
Right.
And I would always be on keyboard. And David had an idea that and he was right, that I had something to do with the putting together those sketches with a team of about five other real clever writers. But Billy always knew what songs would be the funniest.
Really?
Star Wars.
Yeah, right.
That was his idea. His idea, although we collaborated.
Oh, that was great.
So David mentioned that, and he had a producer who kept saying the same thing. Well, how much lead time do you want? That's all he said. How much lead? I had no idea what he was talking about.
Right.
But they were saying interesting things like we can have a four-piece band. Well, this is perfect for me because that's what I... You know, yeah, no music school, but I sure knew how to do a four-piece rock and roll band.
Right, yeah.
That's what I'd done all my life. Yes, that sounds great. I found out later that it was because Johnny Carson controlled the time slot and said, you know, you can have a show, you can have a band, but I have a big band. You can only have four-piece. And that, well,
really?
perfect for me.
Yeah, right.
And their main question was, David's question, what kind of band would it be, the four-piece? And I was influenced very greatly by a bar that I used to go to in Toronto when I was in college. They had live musicians in topless bars at that time. and that was the case with this one club called the Zanzibar on Yonge Street, Toronto. And where on Saturday afternoon, they had a very hip sitting-in scene going on. But, you know, ladies dancing with no tops. But on stage, cool guys slipping in behind the Hammond B3 and playing, you know, R&B and jazz instrumentally. And I said, that I'd have a band like that. You know, R&B.
So you went,
I said, David, I'd do R&B instrumentally. Sorry.
You went to a topless bar for the music.
No, I can't complain. But I read Playboy for the articles.
Yeah, that, well, true.
That I did. But on Saturday afternoon, well, you got a little bit. You could sneak a peek over at the dances, but mainly you were there for the music. And I said, David, I'd do it like an R&B instrumental. And Dave said, well, you know what? I've always thought of myself as the white Wayne Cochran anyway, or the Wayne Cochran of comedy, something like that. Wayne Cochran, a little-known regional R&B performer from Miami in
That's
the 60s,
funny.
Who was known as the white James Brown because he had cotton candy white hair up here. And who would have heard of him, but Letterman had.
Right, right.
That's what I said. I got to work for this guy.
That's so cool. And didn't he also tell you that during the show, you just say whatever you want? Say, even in the middle of an interview, if you have something to say, you say it.
He absolutely said that. How many bosses would say that?
Right.
And it may have been, you know, I one night when I said I thought I'd overstepped or something, and I said, you know, Dave, hey, I'm sorry, I jumped in on that line, and he's that's when he said, Paul, you can say anything you want at any time.
Wow.
He gave me so much confidence that I could improvise with him in a way that I couldn't on any other show or anything.
Yeah, I mean, it was just
he
it
just was
perfect.
So supportive, and of course him, the quickest of all of them, and I think
right.
all of the hosts would admit it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That he really showed how it should be done.
And but the chemistry between you guys, well, the chemistry between everybody on the show, whether it was Biff or Chris, Chris Elliott, the great Chris Elliott. I mean, it's just
the guy out of the seats.
I mean, just so many great. Great things that I mean, it was just groundbreaking from day one. And
it all went back to David, and he didn't want anything fake. He didn't want to be a pretend. Let's pretend that Biff was late for work. And David said, no, we don't pretend that. He's the stage manager, you know, he's on time, whatever it is. And with me, he kept encouraging me. Let's just have a conversation. I would like plan something that I would say, you know, that I would, and I would say it. He would laugh, but afterwards say, let's just talk, you know,
yeah.
instead of knowing what we're going to say,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And he really wanted a loose, spontaneous thing.
And when it looked fakey on the show, it was meant to look fakey, right? I mean, it was.
Well, yes. Sometimes, but there would be a comedy sketch, of course.
Yeah, I mean.
But that's different than, you know, let's pretend that. Joe Jonas is in the neighborhood and just dropped
right.
by. No, he's never going to do that.
right.
We booked Joe Jonas on the show. Just call it what it is.
Right.
Except, you know, Biff is in outer space. Well, then obviously we start reading lines. And
sure.
And you can always tell if we had lines, you know, we were reading
right.
lines.
Oh, it was so.
It's not that we were trying to read them badly or anything, but you could tell that it was in a sketch end.
Have you, when is the last time you talked to Dave Letterman?
You know, I talk to him regularly.
Oh, do you?
And by his, you know, he really, and I'm so flattered by that, he really wanted to keep our friendship going.
That's so good.
Afterwards, and has come through on that, and we speak all the time.
Yeah.
And see each other, not as much as we used to, but once in a while.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
This Father's Day, the Home Depot has same-day delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad be everything he can be. Because your dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. Let the Home Depot help power Dad's doing with the convenience and gas-like power of Milwaukee cordless outdoor tools. Plus, get up to $150 off select Milwaukee tools. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Elevate your Bandaloop viewing experience in celebration of the Sundial Bridge's 20th anniversary with Turtle Bay's VIP ticketed viewing parties, taking place during the Bandaloop morning and evening performances on both Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. Individual tickets as well as tables for eight include admission into the VIP garden area with the best reserved views of the Bandaloop shows, plus food and drinks served by Mosaic Restaurant during the evening performances. Buy tickets now for the VIP experience at celebrate20.com/VIP.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Talking about though.
Mr.
Jeff Healy. He was a blind guitarist.
Blind blues
and he
man.
Suffered from an affliction that I don't remember, but it eventually killed him.
He's
no longer with us.
But
he played guitar, self-taught, played in his own way, sitting down with the guitar tuned regularly, but on his lap, so that he was fingering it more like a steel guitar, except not with a bar, but from above, fingering it here.
Yeah.
Playing it here, but playing the blues. And he was a funky, soulful guitarist who, I don't know, maybe because we were both Canadians and I was doing Letterman by this point, but I would fly up a couple of times. I went up to Canada, once to Montreal, and another time to Toronto to record albums with him.
You got him on Letterman one of them, a couple of times, right?
Had him on a number of times, yeah. I'm in touch with his, still in touch with his drummer and manager. His name was Tom Joseph, I think, who's making a documentary on him. And he was just, I saw him on YouTube the other day with Ronnie Hawkins, the Canadian rocker.
We just
lost. He tore down the house, and he was in a big movie called Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you can see Jeff Healy.
Absolutely. See him in action.
Internationally.
I saw him in St. Louis. I saw him perform in St. Louis. And you're right. He tore down the house. I mean,
absolutely. And he was so seated, always remained seated. But he could he could tear the roof off.
It was great. And I knew that you had hosted the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I didn't realize you've done it every year.
I don't know if they have hosts. I was the band leader.
Okay.
30 some years doing the inception,
right?
And then sort of lead at the induction dinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then sort of leading the jam when there was a jam session.
Right.
I would lead a totally spontaneous jam session at the end of
that
some of the
been
early
cool.
ones. You can see a few of those on YouTube.
Oh, man, I bet that
the early ones cool. with just everybody on stage. I mean, unforgettable one with Dylan and Jagger and George Harrison all on stage together.
Listen to what you're saying. They're on stage.
I know.
And you're part of that deal. Wow.
Not only that.
Wow.
Part of it, but some kind of cueing these guys who would take my cues. That used to surprise me. Play a solo, and a guy actually would. But I know. I was blessed to be around and interacted with so many of the important people from the rock and roll era. And, you know, those 30 years that David was on and I was on with him. Well, it was a wonderful blessing.
And you know, the list goes on. I mean, Robert Plant, Peter Criss, Brian Wilson. I didn't realize that you you did some stuff with Earl Scruggs.
Well, one thing.
Okay.
as a piano player, I used to know how to play Foggy Mountain Breakdown on the piano. It's a banjo song.
Oh, wow, yeah. Right.
And I just learned on the piano. And I used to play it occasionally, you know. If I needed a little country cue quickly on Letterman, I'd just go into it. And I think Earl Scruggs and his wife heard it. And when they were doing a tribute album to Earl and a big celebrity-filled version of Foggy Mountain Breakdown, I got the call.
Wow.
From him, personally.
Wow.
And his wife, both on the phone. Would you play on it? And thrilled to. I couldn't make it to Nashville, so they sent his son, both of them died. Randy Scruggs was his was his son.
That's right.
Who produced that album. Yeah. And he came up and put me on it, you know, on an overdub. And then,
cool.
And I don't know why, but died a few years after that, too. He was lovely. Both of them, just lovely guys.
What, I mean, everything from, this is the one that I was floored by. You co-wrote It's Raining Men.
Yes, that was an unusual one, for sure.
If anybody is Paul Schaefer in any way connected to It's Raining Men? No, there's no way. That's crazy.
Starting to get around now. Well, it was in my early days, just breaking into the studio scene in New York, and I worked for a guy named Ron Dante, who was a producer, Barry Manilow's producer, in the early days, first five albums or so. And he used to produce other things and use me as an arranger. And an artist named Paul Jabara.
Sure.
Didn't make it as an artist. But we did a record with him. I arranged Ron producing his record with a One Man In Enough. So, you know, you can tell the direction this guy was
right,
going.
Right. Jabara.
A slightly flamboyant chap, but a genius and hilarious writer. Who called me up after we won an Oscar for writing Last Dance for Donna Summer.
Oh, sure.
And he said, you know, I got an idea for Donna, and I want you to write this one with me because I liked your arrangements. What do you think of the title? You know, It's Raining Men. I said, I'll be right over. And, you know, and I wrote it with him in one afternoon. He was all ready to go. He had the title and a lot of the concepts and a lot of the jokes from within it,
sure,
too, you know. And I just needed someone to put it to music, and that's what I got to do.
Oh,
so that's
gosh.
How I got in on that.
That's
on that song.
Incredible. And I'm sure that's part of your memoir, which that's next on my list. We'll be here for the rest of our lives. A Swingin' Showbiz Saga, and that came out a few years ago. I can't wait to get to that one. And
well, it's got all these weird stories.
Well, you got, I mean, like who can tell that?
Raining Men and how my wife absolutely hated the song. And
oh,
that's
really?
Another whole nother story.
All right, we do.
She doesn't mind it now.
No, she likes it. Yeah. When the first
still
check,
paying royalties.
I was gonna say when the first check came in, I bet she started to like it.
He started to soften towards it. Yeah.
Paul, we do a regular thing here with our audience called Got Your Six. It's six rapid-fire questions for Paul Schaefer. You ready?
Okay.
Right. Last time you and your wife had a date night?
Well, I think it was probably, you know, some time ago, but we went to the Ridgefield Playhouse up here nearby where we live. And we do like to see, you know, I can get her out to see concerts and stuff.
Right.
Occasionally. So I can't quite even remember who we saw last up there, but we've seen a lot. They have a lot of great country performers and all these performers at the Ridgefield Playhouse.
Did you go to dinner?
Yeah, we have dinner over there nearby. Yeah, like a real date night. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
We have two grown kids, you know.
Yeah.
Victoria, 29, doing dog rescue. Full time in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's so
cool.
Her
own rescue organization called Pup Culture. And my son William is 23. He's doing a post bachelor program in Boston University right now.
Oh, man.
So we are empty nesters, and it's a little easier to get the wife out on a date.
Yeah. And do you have dogs?
We had dogs when the kids were growing up.
Yeah.
We don't anymore. We got to be free to run after them.
That's true.
California to see them, et cetera. You
know. What kinds of things are hiding in David Letterman's beard?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think a lot of certain, I don't want to say aggression, but, you know, all I can say is that the more people complain about it and tell they wish he'd cut it, the longer it gets.
Of course. Who was your favorite host in your time at SNL?
Oh, what an interesting question. Favorite host? I don't know. But I remember that Candace Bergen was a favorite of a lot of ours.
Oh, wow.
She was a hostess who would fit in with the cast and become a cast member.
Cool.
They were the most fun. And the criteria for hosts at that time was a little looser. Now it's, you know, really the hottest or whoever's got the hottest movie coming out.
Right.
Yeah. But then it would be an interesting person. What if Ron Nessen, the guy who was just sort of, I can't remember how to describe
White House,
him.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you know, he was a host one week. I don't know if you'll get him anymore.
Who should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that is not?
Aha, everybody's got a million.
Sure.
You know.
Dolly Parton's in there.
How about that? It moves on. Neil Sedaka should be in
Neil
there.
Neil Sedaka is not.
An early rock pioneer and a pioneer in overdubbing, double tracking. Studio techniques, hit after hit, association with Elton John and everything he had going for him. But the hall moves on, you know. It's got to move on and acknowledge the newer people, et cetera. So that's one that I always regret.
I interviewed Don McLean and brought up the fact that he was not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he said, you know, it doesn't matter to me. And then he took about 10 minutes to tell me why it didn't matter to him. So that's another one. Do you honestly like poutine?
I barely know what it is. It's a Canadian dessert, isn't it?
I thought it was some kind of gravy and some other stuff in there.
Well, I never liked gravy on the fries. So French fries and gravy.
Right.
Or French fries and vinegar, just vinegar on there. Poutine, I think it was before my time.
Okay.
Or maybe after my time.
After you. Tell us one thing about Martin Short that nobody knows.
He sure is an open book. Everybody knows a lot about him.
That's
and everybody
true.
Talks so much about how kind he is and what a loyal friend he is. Maybe his loyalty to some of his old friends that you wouldn't, you know, from Toronto, you wouldn't think he'd stayed in touch with, but he's very loyal gentleman.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, listen, man, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to come on. It's been such a pleasure catching up with you.
Fun.
And thank you so much. It just means a lot. And thank you for all the entertainment over the years.
Nice of you to say, Randy. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing you're doing. Members of the armed forces and the veterans, you know, certainly have a soft spot in my heart. You know, one thing people don't know about David Letterman, he took me and a few other people overseas. First Christmas we were at war with Afghanistan.
Oh, wow.
David and I were over there with Biff and a few other people, being with the troops. And then the next 2 years in Iraq, Christmas Eve.
Wow.
Amazing experiences. But I saw heroism and bravery over there that I never imagined.
Well, thank you for that, man. I really appreciate that. And tell Martin Short he needs to come on this program.
I will. I'll tell him what a good time I had.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
All right.
Have a great day. Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome, and ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Did Fed Chair Jay Powell have a Freudian slip? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. How do we have red-hot jobs numbers while the unemployment rate continues to rise? Jay Powell admits that payrolls are a bit overstated. Is he covering for Biden's failures? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.